You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Idaho ranks 49th in the nation for its ratio of active physicians per 100,000 patients. This is according to the Association of American Medical Colleges. And provider shortages are strongly felt in Idaho's rural counties like Canyon, Oahe, and Payette. A partnership, though, between St. Luke's and Family Medicine Residency of Idaho is hoping to train and keep more doctors in these rural counties by adding more medical residents in those locations. Joining us live on the phone today is Dr. Kim Stutzman. She is the program director at Family Medicine Residency of Idaho. And Dr. Stutzman, we're also joined by a medical resident with you. Could you introduce us to that resident? And we are having a little bit of technical difficulty. We've lost that phone call, but we're going to get to it in just a moment. You have to love live radio. This is what happens once in a while. But I think we've got them back. Dr. Stutzman, are you there with us?
I am.
Hi. Thank you so much. You know, live radio, things happen, technical difficulties. Could you introduce the medical resident who's joining you today?
I will. This is Dr. Alyssa Griffin. Hello.
How are you, Alyssa?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Dr. Stutzman, I'd like to start with you. Explain what your organization does in regards to medical residency programs here in our state.
Sure. Our residency, the Family Medicine Residency of Idaho, is the first residency here in the state. It's been active for over 40 years and has grown from a single residency located primarily in Boise to a residency in Caldwell with three residents per year, a residency in the Magic Valley area, Twin Falls, Jerome, and now this year has opened the new Nampa residency with six residents per class out in Canyon County.
And really expanding that into our rural areas in Idaho. What is the goal and the hope of that? And because as I mentioned in the introduction into this segment, is that we have a shortage of doctors in Idaho, in particular in our rural counties. Canyon County is considered a rural county. So by adding these six residency positions in Nampa, what is the hope and the goal of that?
Well, we know that residents end up practicing much more likely to end up practicing near where they do their final years of training. And so the hope is that by bringing these medical students here to complete their training in family medicine, that they fall in love with the beautiful area and the people of this area and choose to stay here. Mm. We've had a lot of success with that in the Caldwell and the Boise residency, and we're hoping for the same thing here because, as you mentioned, Canyon County certainly has a need for increased number of primary care docs.
And Alyssa, let me bring you into the conversation. For you, what was it like to, you know, find out that you're going to be in Nampa doing a residency? I know that you apply for residencies. So, you know, this had to be on your list of places. What was it that drew you to more of a rural area to do your residency?
Sure. I came from a medical school, George Washington University, on the East Coast in Washington, D.C., and that medical school did not actually even have a family medicine department. So I had very little opportunity to explore how family medicine physicians work in the clinic and in the hospital. So when I was given the opportunity to do a rural internship or acting internship my fourth year of medical school, I chose to come on out to Idaho. Simply because I know there is significant need out here and because there's really great training out here. And during that time, I really got acquainted with just how intimate of a role a family medicine provider can have in their patients' lives, both in the clinic, in the community, and in tertiary care centers, whether in Nampa or in Boise or in a more rural location. So it's been quite an adjustment from the big city life, but I really, really cherish the spirit out here of community medicine and family physicians providing whole body care.
You know, you bring up a very good point in the idea of when we are in big cities, you know, there is access sometimes to a lot of care, right? You have a lot of options if you're in a big city, whether you choose to access it or not. In a rural community, sometimes the family doctor is the only doctor, not just in a town, but sometimes in a county. So, Alyssa, how does that play into this, you know, what you do at the core of being a doctor is to treat and you know, provide that care?
So my fundamental belief is that the role of physician in a community is not only within the clinic or within the hospital. The family doctor is able to do sports medicine at the community football games, is able to go to the hospice center or the nursing home for geriatric physical exams, is able to go to schools for children's physicals. They are able to see what the community needs in terms of healthcare, and are able to take those things into consideration when working in the clinic and the hospital as well. So I really love that part. I love being able to see patients when they're sick and when they're well, and really being able to interact with them at a point when they're well, in an effort to keep them healthy and from becoming ill.
And Dr. Stutzman, you mentioned this in the very beginning, that we know that research shows that doctors tend to stay in the areas where they train, where they do their residencies. And you have seen success in this program. Is that correct?
Yes. Right now, Family Medicine Residency of Idaho has a 53% retention rate for residents, and that's ninth in the nation. So
really?
It has been successful. Yeah. And well, I mean, look around.
Right.
This is a beautiful state full of wonderful people. Folks come here and they really get captured by Idaho.
And we should note that there are, there are very strict guidelines when it comes to being a hospital and an organization that can do residencies. So there has been a lot that has had to have been done to make sure that the proper training is in place for these residents. So that is what's also happening in Canyon County, in Nampa, with these new positions.
Absolutely. We have an overriding body, ACGME, or the College of Graduate Medical Education, and they have accredited the residency. They will be coming back again to assure that we are meeting all of the requirements to provide excellent training for these young physicians, so that when they do go into the community, they will be well prepared to meet the needs of the people there.
And we should be very clear. We have a critical shortage in the state of Idaho, and this program has the potential to hopefully help fill that gap.
Absolutely. We unfortunately rank 49th out of 50th for number of primary care docs per capita, and even the number of any doctor per capita, where we still are in the 49th out of 50th position. So any growth in physicians is very helpful to the state, particularly helpful when we can keep them here.
And Alyssa, any thoughts on remaining in Idaho when your residency is over?
Well, I have many thoughts about that. I am deeply invested in convincing my husband that this is where we are meant to live after residency. He seems to be going along. And I know that in terms of this program, I have already met a substantial amount of community partners within Nampa: Boys and Girls Club, Boise Rescue Mission, Public School Migrant Program. These are the types of programs that becoming involved with now will be ties that keep me here as a physician long term. And I think other residents will find the same. So I think this is a great program for residents who are interested in developing roots to be a part of, and we'll see what our retention rate ends up being in the next 3 years.
I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your busy days. You're on the phone today because you are taking care of patients, so I appreciate that. Our guest, Dr. Kim Stutzman, the Program Director at Family Medicine Residency of Idaho, and resident Alyssa Griffin. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you so much.
Up next, another twist in the Angie Dodge murder case. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.